Hi, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for getting up early to talk to us. Have you cooled down at all since telling Neil Cavuto off?
Very little. I find it ironic. The most dysfunctional organization in the world, the U.S. Congress, holding the auto industry's feet to the fire. This is an outfit that has the greatest deficit in history. They have their heads buried in the sand. They have no idea what the auto industry, how far they've come over the years. This is not your father's Oldsmobile. This is not your father's automobile company. Our companies are cleaner and greener than ever before. We have nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed about. The U.S. auto industry, you know what they're guilty of? You know what GM, Ford, and Chrysler are most guilty of? They're guilty of being the last great patriotic companies in this country. They're the companies that did not ship out every job that they possibly could overseas. They're guilty of employing Americans. They're guilty of actually building and contributing and investing in our local economy. They're guilty of paying a decent wage. They're guilty of providing health care and decent benefits to their members. They're guilty of pumping millions and millions of dollars into this economy. That's what they're guilty of, and for that they should apologize. Yes, the corporate jets was ridiculous and overkill, and one of the conditions, of course, should be that they get rid of the corporate jets. But where were the conditions for AIG and the other Wall Street concerns that helped bring us this economic downturn? They handed over AIG $150 billion, and now they have the nerve to kick and scream and moan about $25 billion for an industry that is the backbone of this country.
We're speaking live with Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero. He is an outspoken, obviously, supporter of federal aid for Detroit's Big Three. But you know what occurs to me? I mean, listening to you here, seeing you on TV and listening to you here, you have what the leaders of the Big Three did not have in Washington, D.C. I mean, you've got passion and power in your voice. You sure make a convincing argument to me. I mean, what advice would you give them? I would assume, number one, when you go to Washington next, don't take the corporate jets. Am I right?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, show some passion. I mean, you know, I'm biased, and I admit it. My dad retired from GM. My dad and mother, you know, God bless them, raised five kids. Working guy that came over from Italy and worked, never missed a day's work, got award after award, because these are working people. We produce something. We could be proud of the legacy, the history, what we've done. Not like these Wall Street paper shufflers, these wizards that create wealth for themselves, but nothing for anybody else. Every auto industry, every job supports another 7.5 jobs in this economy. These manufacturing jobs, these are bread and butter jobs. And we've talked a lot about economic security. You know, 3 million jobs across the country, $150 billion invested in the U.S. Treasury. But what about national security? Of course, let's not forget, we were the arsenal of democracy. We're the reason that World War II was successful for the Allies. You know, what are we going to do when the domestic auto industry collapses? What are we going to do, turn to China and Korea and hope that they send us the tanks and the guns and the armaments that we might need? You know, God forbid, I hope we don't have another war. But there is a national security interest. And these companies are the backbone of our economy. They've done so much. And look at the Chrysler investment. You know, 30 years ago, thanks to Governor Blanchard, that we invested in Chrysler, and every dollar of those loans were paid back. Can Wall Street say that they've done as well, that their track record looks like the U.S. auto industry? I wouldn't go in on my knees and cow down to those senators, because they've created a bigger mess in Washington than the auto industry could have ever hoped to create. Between Washington and Wall Street, we're lucky there's anything left for the working man.
Thank you.
What have they done for us?
Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, thank you so much for joining us this morning on WWJ.